Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 13th, and coming up in today's episode. Enforcement Directorate joins alleged gold smuggling racket probe after actor Rania Rao's arrest. Tamil Nadu drops rupee symbol from state budget promotions amid language row. British woman allegedly raped by Instagram friend in a Delhi hotel. And Canada's warning to the world about Donald Trump and United States. The Enforcement Directorate raided several locations in Bengaluru and other areas on Thursday as a part of money laundering investigation linked to an alleged gold smuggling racket, PTI reported. Official sources confirmed that a case was filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act following a recent Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI FIR under Directorate of Revenue Intelligence or DRI case. The DRI had arrested actor Rania Rao in connection with the racket. Sources say the ED is searching multiple locations across Karnataka, including Bengaluru, as a part of the ongoing probe. Meanwhile, the Karnataka government has withdrawn the CID from investigating into the Rania Rao gold smuggling case. Initially, the CID had been tasked with investigating protocol violations at Bengaluru International Airport, but the Home Ministry has now revoked this order. This decision comes just 2 days after the CBI took over the case, which involves the alleged smuggling of 14 kilograms of gold. Rania Rao, the 33-year-old actor, was arrested on March 3rd at the airport after 14 kilograms of gold were found concealed in her clothing and under bandages. After questioning by the state police, she was sent to a 14-day-long police custody. Rao has claimed that she was verbally tortured and denied rest during the first 24 hours of her police custody. Her lawyers also pointed out several protocol violations during her arrest, including a failure to inform her of her rights. The DRI, which is also investigating the case, revealed that large sums of money were being transferred through hawala networks. The DRI has suggested that a syndicate was operating behind the smuggling with the help of a state protocol officer. According to DRI, Rao passed through immigration and the Green Channel with assistance from the officer, notably Rao's father, was a high-ranking officer. The DRI counsel said that, quote, "We intercepted her after she passed through the Green Channel. She had no intention of declaring what she was carrying," unquote. Rao's frequent international travels raised suspicion. The DRI found that in the past 6 months alone, she had made 27 trips to Dubai and United States. Following her arrest, a search of her home in Bengaluru revealed gold jewellery worth ₹2.6 crore and Indian currency amounting to ₹2.67 crore. Documents presented to the court claimed to outline how Rao had meticulously planned the smuggling operation. She researched how to conceal gold by watching YouTube tutorials and even brought adhesive tape from a shop near Dubai airport to help hide the gold. After meeting an unknown man at the Dubai airport, she took two packets containing the gold. Then she wrapped the gold bars around her body and concealed the smaller pieces in her shoes and pockets. The DRI also confirmed that she was assisted by an officer at the Bengaluru airport, which allowed her to pass through security undetected. The investigation into the syndicate behind the operation continues. Tamil Nadu has replaced the rupee symbol in promotional material for the 2025 state budget with a Tamil symbol in what has been seen as a statement move amid the ruling DMK's battle with the BJP-led central government over the imposition of Hindi through the national education policy. This is the first time the state has officially dropped the symbol. There has been no communication from the Tamil Nadu government so far on this swap, but a BJP spokesperson told NDTV the move amounted to the Tamil party saying it is different from India. "The rupee symbol is common for India," Mr. Narayan Tirupati told NDTV. "The Indian rupee symbol, which is derived from the Hindi ra, was officially adopted by the government on July 15, 2010 after a design competition launched by the government in March of 2009. D. Udayakumar's design, which combines Devanagari letter Ra and a modified Latin R won the competition. The parallel lines at the top represent the Indian tricolor and an equality sign, symbolizing the country's aim to reduce economic disparity. During the 2010 budget, the then Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee announced the introduction of the symbol. The first coins with the rupee symbol entered circulation on July 8, 2011. The row over alleged Hindi imposition in South through the NEP 2020 seems to be growing each day, with DMK seeming to lead the charge. Stepping up the attack at an event on Wednesday, MK Stalin called NEP a saffronization policy, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who he said had failed to develop India. Quote, "The policy was not created to develop India, but to develop Hindi. We are opposing this policy as it will completely destroy the Tamil Nadu education system." Unquote. He emphasized that he has been saying over the past fortnight that the centre denying Rs 2,150 crore in funds for state-run schools till its education policy is implemented amounts to an attack on the nation's federal structure. The BJP has not yet responded to this latest attack. Earlier, he also strongly opposed to Union Home Minister Amit Shah's comments about centre's efforts for Tamil speakers. Mr. Stalin emphasized that, quote, "History is clear. Those who tried to impose Hindi on Tamil Nadu have either been defeated or later aligned with the DMK. Tamil Nadu will not tolerate Hindi colonialism replacing British colonialism," unquote, referring to the state's history of resisting the so-called Hindi imposition during the 1960s. Earlier, Mr. Shah had urged Mr. Stalin to introduce medical and engineering courses in Tamil, claiming that the centre had done more for Tamil speakers than the state government. Mr. Shah pointed that the decision allowing candidates for Central Armed Police Forces entrance exam to take it in their mother tongue. A British woman was allegedly raped in Delhi at a Mahipalpur hotel, allegedly by a man whom she befriended on social networking site Instagram. The man, Kailash, with an accomplice, Vasim, are now in police custody and charged with rape and molesting the tourist respectively, according to news agency ANI. Additionally, when the victim finally fled the scene of crime and reached the hotel reception, a different man then allegedly molested her in the hotel lift, according to some media reports. According to the police, the woman was visiting India for a holiday in Maharashtra and Goa. During this time, she asked her Instagram friend Kailash if he would join her on the trip. Kailash said he could not travel and asked her to come to Delhi. So the woman added another stop on her vacation and arrived in the national capital on Tuesday, where she chose a hotel in Mahipalpur area, which is close to the airport, for her stay. However, when she asked Kailash to meet her, he arrived at the hotel with a friend, now identified as Vasim, and raped the woman that night. Sources suggest he arrived at the hotel and had dinner with the victim prior to the crime. He allegedly drank alcohol with the victim and his friend Vasim and got drunk. According to a police statement, Kailash is accused of rape, while Vasim is charged with molestation. Kailash, who works at a private firm, is not very proficient in English language and struggles to speak in English. Despite the language barrier, he used Google Translate to communicate with the woman, the victim has told the police. The survivor then approached the Vasant Kunj police station the next morning, where she registered a complaint. The British High Commission has been informed about the incident by the police in accordance with guidelines for such cases and are now assisting the UK national. As Canada prepares to host G7 foreign ministers, Foreign Minister of Canada Melanie Joly is ready to address several pressing concerns, including the escalating trade dispute with the United States. Joly plans to warn her European and British counterparts, saying, and I quote, "If the US can do this to us, their closest friend, then nobody is safe," unquote. While the official agenda will focus on Ukraine, the Middle East or West Asia, Haiti and Venezuela, Joly intends to highlight US tariffs and threats to Canada's sovereignty. She aims to rally support against US trade policies, telling her colleagues, "Canada is the canary in the coal mine." Canada has faced significant economic damage from US tariffs, including a 25% tariff on Canadian steel and aluminium. In retaliation, Joly condemned the US actions as economic coercion, and Canada imposed counter tariffs on around $20 billion worth of US goods. The issue of sovereignty is central to the dispute, with President Trump's comments about annexing Canada raising an alarm on several occasions. Donald Trump has claimed that Canada should simply become the 51st United States state. Joly has been outspoken, emphasizing that Canada will not back down. She has also called for stronger cooperation with Europe on military exercises and defense equipment to protect Canada's sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, however, downplayed Trump's annexation comments, suggesting that the president views Canada as a potential 51st state from an economic standpoint. Quote, he says if they become the 51st state, we wouldn't have to worry about the border and fentanyl coming across, unquote, Rubio had explained, though there has been no records of mass or large-scale fentanyl smuggling on the U.S.-Canada border so far. Relations between U.S. and Canada have deteriorated, with Trump threatening to impose tariffs on all Canadian imports and discussing the annexation of the country. Additionally, Canada has then retaliated by threatening certain electricity supply points. Many Canadians feel their sovereignty is at risk. Rubio, however, downplaying the tensions, had said, and I quote, "We are going to be focused in the G7 on all of those things. That's what the meeting is about. It's not a meeting about how we're going to take over Canada." As Canada prepares for a new prime minister, the trade dispute with the US remains a major concern. Prime Minister-designate Mark Carney, who defeated his rival by a landslide victory, has called Trump's trade actions an economic and sovereign crisis and vowed to prevent US domination in the region. Quote, "The Americans want our resources, our water, our land, our country," he warned during his first address after the win, adding, "If they succeed, they will destroy our way of life." In his farewell speech, outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reminded Canadians, "Democracy is not a given. Freedom is not a given. Even Canada is not a given." That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.